Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, chance for some morning showers, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll have a high near 70. Kenosha right now is at 60 degrees. It's 67 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 59, 55 at this hour in Racine. In western Racine County, just after 5 o'clock this morning, Tishigan firefighters called out to a structure fire, a building on a dead-end street along South 76th Street. It wasn't long afterward that a mutual aid box alarm system response, or MABUS, was declared. That resulted in crews and equipment coming in from Rochester, Waterford, Tishigan, and Burlington. We Energy is brought in to deal with power to the building. The Racine County Sheriff's Department also there for traffic control. Details about the fire itself, including damage, not yet available. Yesterday afternoon in Racine, a garage fire spread to a neighboring garage and caused more than $65,000 worth of damage. First units there found the garage at 1236 Center Street, with a car and a couple of motorcycles and other equipment fully involved. Flames had also spread, though, to the roof on the garage nearby at 1230 Center. Took about a half an hour to get the fire under control, the nearby home not damaged, but the Red Cross was called in to offer help to two adults and two children because the power had to be shut off. Cause of the fire, that's still under investigation. Kenosha Bradford High School back to normal, such as can be the case, after a student was stabbed in the chest, allegedly by another student, happened during study hall yesterday morning.
The incident happened just before 8:30 in a study hall at the school. Kenosha Unified officials say the stabbing was an isolated incident and no other students were threatened. A suspect was immediately taken into custody by a school resource officer and the weapon was recovered. The victim, reportedly a 16-year-old boy, was taken to a local hospital for treatment of a chest wound and later taken by Flight for Life to a Milwaukee hospital. Bradford was placed on a soft lockdown after the incident and students were dismissed at 10:30. All after-school activities canceled. District spokesperson Tanya Reuter said classes will be held and additional counselors will be on hand. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha County Sheriff's Department investigating a woman suffering some serious injuries in a skateboarding accident at Petrifying Springs Park. Not much information known except that the victim was treated at the scene by Summers Fire Rescue personnel, then later taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life with reported head injuries. Well, he still believes that a roundabout is the best solution to simplify and to improve the safety of the sometimes confusing intersection of State Street and North Memorial Drive in Racine. But City Engineer John Rooney says the state DOT doesn't support the almost $1.3 million price tag with it, especially since most of the money would be coming from the state.
However, they did come back to me and they wanted the City of Racine to consider a new alternative, so we reapplied for the grant, and they want us to do some traffic signal improvements, which we'll be doing at the intersection. But in addition to that, through the HISSUP program, they will fund what is called a high friction surface treatment pavement in this intersection.
Total cost just over $709,000. City responsible for about $80,000 of that. And in Kenosha County tonight, the Salem Lakes Village Board has a special 7 p.m. meeting at the Town Hall for discussion and possible action on 8 agenda items. Topping the list, suspension of the Public Safety Department and Water Patrol. There's also a proposed ordinance to divide the office of clerk treasurer into individual jobs and allow for the appointment of each. Silver Lake, from which the new village set up, acquired much of its structure and a combined position. Salem, a separate clerk treasurer, both were appointed. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee found Cornerstone Pavers LLC to be a qualified company for bidding on city projects, going against the recommendation of DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen because of the company continually being late, he said, in finishing its work.
The second page that I've given you shows a listing of the contracts that Cornerstone Pavers has had with the city in the last 10 years. We've awarded 7 contracts to them. They have failed to meet the completion date on each of those 7.
Cornerstone's manager for construction operations, Chris Cape, disputed the recommendation, explaining how construction includes issues that have to factor into the timeline.
The fact is, construction, especially when you're digging underground in the streets, you come across issues. Things happen. Unexpected things happen. It's just a normal part of what we do. Can't see underground, and things come up. And these problems that come up are not the fault of the contractor. They're not the fault of the city. They just happen. They're just there. You can't see them. They're hard to plan for.
The Public Works panel unanimously determining Cornerstone to be qualified for the rest of the year. City of Racine in Miami-Dade County, Florida, well, they have something in common. Garbage carts, thanks to each being a member of the group called U.S. Communities. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper talking to the Public Works panel about how Racine benefits on competitive bid pricing for its 27,000 carts needed under this arrangement.
Currently, Rarick Pacific is the company that we had purchased the recycling carts from back in 2010. In the interest of conformity and having the same look on the cart and having the same software with the carts, because there is an identification chip embedded in each cart, we have decided to move forward with procurement with Rarick Pacific through the U.S. Communities contract that was competitively bid by Miami-Dade County.
We're seeing semi-automated garbage collection cart program that's scheduled to roll out this summer. City residents, again, going to be needing to know their solid waste will have to fit into the cart or it will not be picked up. Summers Village Board last evening approving the beer and wine licenses needed so that the Petrifying Springs Park Beer Garden can open up Memorial Day weekend. Village President George Stoner a little concerned about folks leaving the area with their beverages and stopping underage drinking.
Who will be checking IDs and stuff like that? Because in the past, that's been a big problem with the taverns to make sure that underage kids aren't drinking. And you being backed up, I mean, right up against a university, that could be a concern.
Mike Grab is one of the operators of the beer garden. He assured the board members that security measures will be in place. Work on the beer garden and the former picnic shelter at the southern end of the Petrifying Springs Park area. It's about 80% complete at this point. Summers Board unanimously approving those licenses. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast. They're in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.